Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. This 20-something-year-old songbird has already begun to make her mark on the reggae music industry. She has hit us with some fantastic songs. We just played you Sweet Inspiration. She first came to attention with a one called Biggest Fan. Her most latest release is one entitled I Spy. And we've given you so many great songs from her. This morning we also played Second Chance. The edge and ease in her voice has captured hearts and ears all over the world. Her name is Lila Ike, and she's our guest on the telephone. Top of the morning, Lila. How are you?
Blessings. I'm pretty good.
All right. I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. Are you just like just rolling out of bed?
Not quite. I got up at like 8:30.
Okay.
Some tea, and now I'm here.
All right. Glad to have you. When I saw your name on my itinerary this morning, I said to my producer, "Is she serving breakfast?" So I'm tempted to ask you right now, Lila, is breakfast ready?
No, just tea right now. Just try not to eat too early in the morning.
Yes, but if you should harp back on your kind of like rural origins, you would have been taught how to cook by mommy. I'm sure you did, right? Can you cook?
Yeah, man, for sure. I can.
All right. Let me talk a little bit about yourself and mommy. My information based on my reading is that mommy was not too keen on you getting involved in the music industry from the very outset. How did you navigate through those difficult times trying to convince mommy that this is what you wanted to do?
You know, I wouldn't say that I tried to convince her. I just knew how she felt about me getting into music. And so I just decided that I'm going to try my best and, you know, be as good at it as I can. So, I moved to Kingston. I started to go to like certain jam sessions and karaoke and all of that. But I knew that my very first single that I put out would be the very first time she hears me like officially on a track. Because she'd hear me around the house singing all the time. Mm-hmm. But to hear something like, you know, presented as, you know, this is Lila Ike, I knew that it had to be done really well. And so I invested a lot of time in just working on my craft and ensuring that whenever it is that I put out music, it was quality. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what happened. She heard it and she realized that, you know, she's actually really good.
Is she really now your biggest fan?
Yeah, for sure. You know, parents are always going to be our biggest fans, you know, even if it's something that at first they're not sure about. Once they see that, you know, you have some sort of control and understanding about what you're doing and you're doing it well, I'm pretty sure that they're going to be on board and be a biggest supporter.
Mm-hmm. So as it is now, you can safely say that yourself and mommy are on the same page.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for the most part.
Let's move on to how you actually came to meet Protégé and started working with him.
I met Protégé at his pre-album listening for his album that's called Ancient Future. I got introduced to him through a friend of mine that was working for him at the time. And at the first introduction, I think he heard a song that I had on my phone as a ringtone because my phone rang during his listening. And, you know, he recognized that it was my voice and asked if it was me, and I said yes, and he's like, you know, yes, you sound pretty good. And I said to him, you know, one day you'll hear something, you know. Not sure if he ever will, just saying it, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I think about a year later or so, I had recorded this song that I was performing around Kingston, and I'm not sure how it got to him. Maybe my friend shared it with him also. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, he reached out to me on Twitter and said, you know, I heard a song from you, and I think, you know, you have a lot of potential. Would love to meet and just listen to some music and discuss music. And we did meet up at his home studio, and he played me a rhythm, and I kind of did just start freestyle, and, you know, he was very impressed. And out of that meeting, my very first two songs came about, Biggest Fan and Gotti Gotti. Mm-hmm. And from there, he was just like, you know, I'm very impressed with your talent. I really think you have a lot of potential, and I'd like to help you, you know, realize your goals.
Mm-hmm. And the rest is history. Now yourself, Savannah, and Protégé are all signed up to RCA, and big things are happening. Yeah. You are the first to put out a single entitled I Spy. That song is already doing very, very well. Are you happy with the initial responses you're getting for that first single with that entity?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I remember when I came up with the song first, you know, I realized that it wasn't anything close to what, you know, people are used to getting from me. So I had like a little love and hate relationship with the song at first. I'd be like, you know, this song is so different. I'm not sure if people are going to be into it or whatever. But, you know, I put it out, and in less than a week, I think it is already at like 233,000 views on YouTube, and it's doing pretty well on Spotify also. And I've just been getting like a lot of feedback from people saying how great the song is. So I'm very proud of it.
It's just another bad song from Lila Aiki, let me tell you that. Lila, we see you as a very good vocalist and an absolutely great performer. I remember watching you at Reggae Sumfest last year when Protégé called you out. Savannah also joined you. And I don't know what your intention was, but it seemed to me that you said to yourself, if I'm given 2 minutes or 5 minutes or 3 minutes, I'm just going to make the most of it. You literally wrecked that place in the little time that you were allowed. What is your mindset going into that particular performance?
You know, it's exactly what you said. You know, I know that Sumfest is like one of Jamaica's biggest festivals.
Yes,
I know that a lot of Jamaicans are there. It's like majority of Jamaica was there that night, and also you have people streaming it. So with all that attention, I just knew that I have one opportunity to go in there and do the best that I can, and this is an opportunity where I get to introduce myself to a lot of people who may not probably hear me on the radio and don't really know who I am, or, you know, so I just decided, you know, I have to go out there and do my very best, and I'm also representing Indie Collective also.
Mm-hmm.
So I really had to just do my very best, and that's what I did.
That was an exceptionally brilliant thing that you did. And then the international promoters started calling you. I remember watching you live on, I think, Rotterdam Festival, and I'm saying to myself, but hold on, is this the 10th time that Lila Aiki is touring Europe? Why is she so comfortable and confident out there? I mean, is it that you bask in that energy of the audience? You like to see big crowds, and it just gets you alive?
You know, it's interesting because almost every time, just before I get on the stage, I go through like a little anxiety or a little panic, you know, because I still don't think I'm 100% comfortable with just having all that attention on me. But it's interesting because as soon as I go on the stage and the music starts playing, none of that matter anymore. I just go back to being in my room, performing in front of my mirror, and the rest is just history, you know. And I really love performing. I love presenting music to people. I love connecting with people through music. So I kind of just, you know, put all of that energy on stage whenever I'm there.
All right. A message coming in from one of your fans. Please ask her, how did she get the name Lila Aiki? Can you tell us?
Yeah, for sure. Lila is a name that I remember when I was just joining Facebook. You know, I didn't want my mother to know that I'm on Facebook, so I didn't want to use my actual name. And so I think people normally like shorten my name for some reason. Some people within my family would call me Lily or Lily. My actual name is Alicia. So I kind of just coined that, and one night I just came up with Lila. I can't remember if somebody actually called me Lila. And I was like, yo, I like this name. It feels like me. And so that was my Facebook name. And so I was going with that for a while, to the point where people thought that was my real name for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved to Kingston now, I met somebody whose name was actually Aike Chukwu, because his parents, his dad was from Nigeria. And, you know, when he told me his name and told me what it meant, I really felt connected to that name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ike Chukwu is from a tribe in Nigeria. I think it's the Igbo tribe. And it's called, and the meaning of that name is God is powerful. Oh. And I always associate some form of divinity to my music. I always wanted it to be, you know, very powerful and spiritually enlightening music. Mm-hmm. And so I said to him, yo, you know, I'm going to use your name as my artist name. And he's like, oh, okay. You know, he never actually believed me. And so I kind of just, Lila Ike.
Yes. There are some persons who have difficulty and they go Ike or... Yeah, but it's Lila Ike. Now, yes. I had an interview last week with Izzy Beats. And, yeah. You know, obviously he's involved with the production of I Spy. So I kind of picked his brain in terms of what it was like working with you and in terms of your talent. And he is in awe, you might have known, in terms of your talent. What is it like working with Izzy from your perspective?
Izzy is a very, very amazing person to work with. Majority of the songs, all of my songs that I've done before, you know, the producers on the track, they aren't necessarily, like, in tune with. They have really, really good grasp of music and understanding of key and everything. But Izzy is more of an in-depth producer where I'd be singing, and he's already hearing the end of the song. So all of the harmonies on I Spy, he sang it first and then had me sing it over. Because I'm not very versed on harmonies. When I hear a rhythm, I just hear the song. I don't really hear like the background vocals or anything. Mm-hmm. And so I made the song from that point of view. And I remember, you know, linking up with him and we deciding that we worked on two songs together because I was featured on Taurus Riley's EP on a song called Dangerous Waters.
Yes.
So that's what I initially linked up with him for, and then he played I Spy rhythm for me, and I was like, boy, that rhythm kind of sound different. And he was like, no, man, trust me. I know, I can already hear, you know, the capabilities of your vocals. And we spent the entire day up until like 2 a.m. in the morning working on the song. You know, he's making the beat right there, like right in front of me. He's adding different things to it. He's extremely, extremely musical. And so working with somebody like that, I remember driving off of the hill after, you know, we recorded the song and listening back to it in my car, and I was like, I can't believe this is me.
So
it was a really great experience. And then something else happened because he went back to Miami. And so I have this song for about a year and a half now, or a year. So he went back to Miami. I wasn't really ready for the song as yet. And then we were ready for the song. And so we linked him up and I was like, yo, Izzy, you know, we're going to need the song in order to mix it properly and everything. And he said that, you know, he can't find the file.
What?
And he had like one day in Jamaica, one night. And so I had to re-record everything that night. And that was also a really bad night for me vocally because I had a very stressful week. I was doing a lot, shooting video, doing shoots. And so I remember linking him and I was like, boy, is him in the North? Mega, can I sing that back, you know? I basically just repeated history. We went to Protege's studio at like 12 in the night and we didn't leave until like 5 in the morning. And he went on his flight. And, you know, I feel like the song actually turned out way better than it was recorded before.
Fantastic.
He's a very driven young man. You know, he really loves music. He has a really good understanding of music, understand vocal range and all of that. So it was a really good experience for me. I learned a lot about myself.
Yeah, we're learning a lot about you and your experiences as well, Lila. We really thank you for speaking so openly with us. Now, in just a few short years, look at you. You've now signed to a major and your first single is out. What's to come in the near future from Lila Ike? We understand there's an album, The Experience. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, I know everything, man.
We do our research.
The Experience, I wouldn't necessarily call it an album. It's really a EP, you know, a 7-track EP. The Experience is like a collection of different styles and vibe. You know, when I made I Spy and, you know, obviously it's out there now, I just thought people need to understand that, you know, I'm not just quote unquote a reggae artist. I've never ever been comfortable with just being put in a box and say, this is what you can expect from her all the time, you know? So the experience is going to be like a collective of different styles, you know, R&B, soul, all sorts of different energies and vibe musically mixed up and just introducing to people that, you know, this is, you know, some of the stuff that I'm capable of. So when my album comes out and it doesn't sound like, you know, the purest kind of reggae music, the one drop or whatever, people aren't necessarily surprised or be like, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about that 7 tracks. That's coming out next month, I think the 16th. And you mentioned being signed to a major. That's a really, really great experience because now I have the opportunity to possibly be in studio with some producers that we might not have had access to if we were, you know, working on our own, mm-hmm. or at least not had have access to right now. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be in studio with some of my favorite artists that are like international artists that might have seemed a bit far-fetched. Mm-hmm. So I'm just very excited to see what to come, and I'm pretty sure that it's going to be a really, really good thing for all of us, for Protégé, for Savannah, and myself, and I'm very proud of Indie Collective and, you know, what we've been able to achieve in such a short time.
Absolutely, and we're proud of you too, Leela, trust me. The EP then is going to be dropping, you said, another couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're looking forward to that one. And noted, ladies and gentlemen, the title will be The Experience from Leela Ike. We know a lot, but we don't know everything. Is there anything that we don't know that you'd like to share with us this morning? Anything at all?
I feel like whatever you don't know, you're not supposed to. You know,
all right.
Some things have to be left unsaid, you know?
One thing I'd ask, though, which artist would you like to collaborate with in the near future now that you're on a major?
You know, for I recently came across this artist from, I can't remember if he's from Nigeria or from Ghana.
Yes.
But he's an African artist. His name is Rema. Mm-hmm. I really, really like his tone, and I think many would make like really good music. I'd also like to work with Sir. My dream collaboration has always been Lauryn Hill.
Uh-huh.
And, those are what's on top of my head.
Okay.
Right now.
We're living through a pandemic. My final question this morning to you, Leela Ike, just to leave a word of comfort to your fans and to all the listeners here in Jamaica and all over the world as we try to make it through this pandemic, which is affecting all of us. What would you say?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's a really strange time for a lot of people. We really don't know what to expect. But I'm pretty sure that it's going to pass. You know, nothing lasts forever. I just encourage people to take this time out where they're not, you know, you're not doing as much. You're not as busy. You know, learn a new skill. You know, spend some more time with your family. You know, parents, connect with your children.
Okay.
And just, you know, just take it easy.
Thank you, Leela. It's great. It's been great talking with you. Thanks for being so open and honest with us. And listen, we wish you continued success in all of your endeavors. We see you as a fantastic, a bright spark in the music industry, and we wish you nothing but the very best. All right?